This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Back home, there is news from medicine today, the pharmaceutical side of the healthcare industry. Drugs, as you know, are expensive to develop, and drug companies, of course, want a return on that investment, which the easiest way to get is in part by encouraging doctors to prescribe those medicines and patients to stay on them. Outright payoffs are, of course, a no-no, but indirect benefits are a somewhat murkier area. And this week, the California Insurance Commissioner sued AbbVie, the maker of Humira, a top-selling arthritis drug, over alleged kickbacks. And the Wall Street Journal reports that several other companies are under similar investigation. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Let's start with the law. Doling out cash or gifts to induce doctors to prescribe specific drugs, a federal statute now bans drug companies from doing that.
They used to send doctors on cruises, and they send them to Hawaii golfing, and so we've kind of moved away from that.
But Lisa Gill at Consumer Reports says drug companies have gotten creative. They help cover prescription drug copays and send nurses on home visits, pushing drug sales and helping patients.
It would be great if nurses could be sent to everybody's house. A drug assistance program can be the lifeline and can be the difference between getting a medication and not.
Drug companies also have new incentives for doctors, and that could be more problematic, says Rice University's Vivian Ho. For instance, providing reimbursement support services to help medical offices navigate the health insurance system.
Sending staff to fill out the paperwork for reimbursement, that's an inducement to increase the amount of usage of their drugs.
Which, she says, could be illegal if it involves a government health program. Genevieve Cantor teaches medical ethics at the University of Pennsylvania. She says doctors should disclose any incentives drug companies are offering. It may seem like they're saving patients money, but
there may be other medications that may be better for them than the medications that they're getting the subsidies for.
She says even if patients do save money, pushing expensive, incentivized drugs can raise costs throughout the healthcare system. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.